Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God knew the Israelites would need instruction, information, and inspiration as they moved across the Jordan River into Palestine. He knew they would encounter dilemmas they had never dreamed would exist. He also knew the great temptations they would face from their pagan neighbors. So God provided His law to guide His people during their sojourn in Canaan. Deuteronomy furnishes this information about what God had done for the Israelites in getting them ready to enjoy their inheritance. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and statutes and the judgments which Moses spoke unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. Deuteronomy 4, 44 and 45. The very wisest among human beings lack the experience and understanding to know how they ought to behave in unusual circumstances. When they're confronted with situations about which they know little or nothing, they must have some guidance if they are to go through life without destroying themselves and those who depend on them. The Jews had been in bondage for more than 400 years. That experience had taught them some very valuable lessons. But they still needed the Lord's wisdom to guide and comfort them in the new land where they were going. God chose Moses to set forth His law. The Jews were wonderfully blessed to have such a great law, the greatest law the world had ever known. It was vastly superior to the law of any other nation on earth. It served the Israelites well for almost 1,500 years. God's law included testimonies, statutes, and judgments. I'm not sure we can make a distinction among these various ideas, but they cover all the rules and regulations which were to sustain the Jews in their new home and throughout their history. While the Jews were in Egypt, they had the direct leadership of Moses and Aaron. But when they left Egypt, they would need a written code they could follow. So after they left the land of Egypt, God graciously provided them with His law. The law was given after they came out of Egypt, on this side of the Jordan River, in the valley over against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, whom Moses and the Israelites smote after they were come out of Egypt. Deuteronomy 4, 46. Earlier in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses described how the Amorites would not allow the Israelites to pass through their land on the way to Canaan. The Lord provided victory for His people over the Amorites. Deuteronomy 2, 26 through 37. Because of their victory over the Amorites, they were able to possess his land and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were across the Jordan on the east side, from Aroer, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Sirion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side of Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain, unto the springs of Pisgah. Deuteronomy 4, 47 through 49. Why does the Word of God provide this information for us? What meaning does it have for modern men? Two reasons come to mind. God always gives us His Word to help us understand His will. The author of Hebrews explained, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. God does not want men to have to guess what will please Him. He gives us His Word so that we may know Him and His will for our lives. Paul provides another reason why these Old Testament incidents are preserved for us. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15, 4. How richly blessed we are to have God's inspired and inerrant Word. Thank you, and may God bless you.